Hello, world. Welcome to my show, Sight for Sound, Life Coaching with the Twist. Sight for Sound. When you see things as they truly are, you make sound choices in life. I am your host and life coach, Janet Kaliri. Thank you for being here on this lovely Los Angeles afternoon. And first and foremost, I want to give a big hand to Dawn and Seth at BBS Radio. Yay! You guys are great. These guys are great. So life coaching is a process that I take you through, whether you're an individual or a company or an organization. I take you through a process of self-realization, asking you questions and having you come to the answers on your own. And it's a process of leadership, which is creating change that creates value. I love my work. I love what I do. I was just remembering a poster that I had in my bedroom as a child, and it said, do what you love, love what you do, and the world will come to you. And I really believe this. Sometimes it's not an easy road, but I truly believe it. And my purpose is igniting human potential. And with that, doing what you love and loving what you do and the world will come to you. My purpose, igniting human potential. I'm here today to ignite your potential. we have an amazing guest today, and his name is Marco Misinato. And Marco is from Rome, Italy. He was raised there, and his gift for piano composition began blooming at the age of six years old. So for the first 20 years of his life, his relationship with music was mostly lived privately in his room with a vertical piano, which was a gift of his mother. Yay, awesome gift. And his next accomplishment, and I believe this year, 2008, is the production of a state-of-the-art live concert to be booked everywhere in the planet. And I've had the privilege to know Marco for just a short while and get to know him and his brilliance and his love for life and his passion for music. And I truly believe that he will be producing and running around the world with the State of Art Live Concert all over the planet. So we encourage you to call in today as usual. You may call in and ask questions or share your thoughts. And the number is, or the numbers are, 877-876-5227. Canada in U.S. is 888-815-9756. The local number is 530-876-3222. Today you're going to get a chance to listen to some of Marco's music from his band Naked Soul. And you can find some information about Naked Soul on myspace.com/Naked Soul Band. And with the power of its music, Naked Soul intends to inspire people to follow their dreams and their joy, for that is the way for a better and more loving world. So you see why I have Marco as my guest today. And Marco believes that there are special gifts that reside inside each of us, as I do, and the pursuit of our dreams and our joy is the true purpose of our life experience. He says that Naked Soul's prime intent, that by listening to the music, you will feel and recognize your own greatness. You will be inspired to accept it, and you will be stimulated to make full use of your greatness. So I think that greatness is the same as potential, as does Marco, and truly believe that we are all unique, and we do have a unique gift in each of us, and to express that uniqueness to strengthen the human condition is a wonderful experience. And I'm glad to have met Marco and have him in my life to even assist me in my greatness. And folks, please, please, please give a big hand to Mr. Marco Messinato. Ciao, Marco.
Ciao, Janet. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm really, really honored to be part of your beautiful show, and thank you very much for having me as your special guest.
Well, you are very welcome. You are very, very welcome. It is my privilege, too. And, Marco, when did you come to Los Angeles?
I came to Los Angeles about 18 years ago. Yes.
18 years ago. And you you went to school at the Hollywood Musicians Institute, yeah?
Yeah, that was my only relationship with music education. It was a one-year course and actually was mostly related to vocal and singing. So a different genre than the music that I'm introducing to you today, which doesn't have vocals.
Mm-hmm. But it does have some spoken word by the infamous Filippo Voltaggio.
Yes, he does.
He's got a beautiful voice. I think he's the perfect choice for your spoken word on your songs.
Absolutely. Of course. Of course. It's a magic that entered my music just recently. His voice and the spoken words is something that I added to the music just a few months ago, and it really created an even more powerful impact. And so I'm really, really welcome Filippo and his voice on my journey as a composer and as a Naked Soul band leader.
Mm-hmm. Yay, Filippo! And in terms of what I was saying earlier, do what you love, love what you do, and the world will come to you. There was a time when you recorded your first instrumental album, Nostalgia, and you entirely self-financed it by singing Italian and international hits in restaurants and clubs. And I commend you for doing that. I mean, in terms of my teaching and where it comes from, ownership and accountability, I think you really stepped it up there and did what it took to record that album.
Yeah,
it's called Nostalgia.
Yes, Nostalgia was my very first album, and yes, you're right. It was the result of my effort on trying to really, for the first time, record the music that I always felt since I was a little child, and that was my very first recording. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. And then you met Oscar-nominated actress Sally Kirkland from Hannah, and she engaged you as a composer and a singer in Nonny Bruce and The Power of Love. So what was that like?
That was an interesting experience. I worked in theater with Sally, and I was acting as a kind of like a live soundtrack during her act on stage. And it was a very interesting experience. I enjoyed it very much. And Sally is certainly a very powerful actress. And so it was very nice. It was a very nice experience. Very valuable.
Very good. And you've been featured in theatrical productions and some television series like Melrose Place and Port Charles.
Yes, I did. Some of my melodies have been used for those TV shows. Although that wasn't my directed attention. That's not what was my goal, but it happened, and that one too was a very interesting experience. Yes.
Well, I'm thinking about the TV show Melrose Place, and I remember it being quite dark and dramatic, and imagining your music that is uplifting and creates joy and assists people in their greatness, I can imagine that there might have been a contrast from your music to the dynamic of the show.
You're probably right. The truth is that, believe it or not, I didn't even ever watch Melrose Place. Most of the time I don't watch TV, so I don't even know what it's all about. I know that it's a big show. I mean, it was a big show. And they pick up one of my melodies and they use it for a few episodes. I'm still wondering how that match, what that match created. I'm not quite sure.
Okay. Well, maybe it'll remain a mystery. I don't know. Well, that's great. And then you recently finished the production of two new albums, Naked Soul, which is your band as well, and it features your original solo piano works and performed by pianist Lilia.
Well, actually, that one was before the band, the Naked Soul, was formed. It was a project that, as a result, produced this album of only piano. Lilia is a wonderful pianist. She was also the pianist of the Philharmonic Orchestra of Los Angeles for some time, and she's a classical trained concertist. And we together created this album. Which are basically the melodies that are going to be the foundation of the Naked Soul band.
How many members in your band?
Naked Soul band has 7-piece band at this moment, but it will probably stretch to more. The more we go farther down in the journey, and probably the more musicians will be used.
And where did you find these band members, Marco?
Musicians that I've been meeting through the last 15 years of gigging around Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Some are very good friends of mine. Some I already knew from Italy. It's a world band, meaning there are different nationalities. It's a very interesting blend of individuals that come from different parts of the world.
Lovely.
They all have in common the desire to make music, and they all came here from different countries in order to create a powerful musical journey.
Mm. What do you want to say about the intention of the Naked Soul band? And then we'll play a song.
Well, Naked Soul is it represents the deepest core of my life purpose. My life purpose, of course, besides personal growth and healing, it's about using my gift, taking responsibility about my gift, and attempting to create, contribute to a better world through the power of sound and music. So that's basically the definition of a Naked Soul.
Mm. And that is how you came up with the name? Or is the name Naked Soul from somewhere else?
No, Naked Soul came to me like most of the rest of my original creative ideas. It all comes in a sort of channeling way. In meditation, it came out. There was a time I was asking for help to find the right name for this band, and then Naked Soul came to mind.
Mm, I like it.
Oh yeah, I love it too.
It sounds pretty vulnerable.
Well, yeah, but that's what it's all about. Vulnerability is the first step towards growth and towards self-healing.
Yes, vulnerability. I think there are many people who don't like to be vulnerable.
Yes, I agree. That is going to... I feel that it's something that is gradually changing. because it's truly the only way to stretch and to at this point it's the only way to move to proceed in the journey of life. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about if we play one of your songs? Let's see. The name of this song is it was Abandonment, and it's actually named God Does Not Work by the Clock.
Time is only linear in the earth plane illusion. Do not be fooled. God does not work by the clock. Time is only linear in the earth plane illusion. Do not be fooled. God does not work by the clock. not be fooled. God does not work by the clock, by the clock, by the clock, by the clock. Only linear in the earth plane illusion. Do not be fooled. God does not work by the clock.
Marco, I feel moved, I feel relaxed, I feel powerful. I have all these different kinds of feelings and emotions going on after hearing that.
Oh, thank you, Janet. You're very sweet. But I have the feeling that you're very powerful and moved by yourself already.
Thank you. Well, that's true, and I can always use some assistance along the way. And I have a deep appreciation for music myself, and it's always been a great passion of mine, and I love to sing, and when I hear music like this, that's it's got a lot of integrity to it, and the arrangements, it's quite complex, and the arrangement of the complexity of it, it's really beautiful.
Thank you. In a way, I shouldn't even take credit for it, because it comes from such a mysterious process and a mysterious place that I feel like it's not even me, the source of this music. It's just happened, you know.
Sure. And talk about that more. I know at one point, I asked you, you know, so what is this song about? Or what is this song about? And you replied that, you just replied that it's subconscious. I mean, that there's no story for each song.
Yeah, well, basically, we come from a universe. We are in a universe that vibrates. And so it's a universe that is made of vibration. Vibration is a sound. And melodies, a melody which is the heart of a song, is nothing else sound talking to you. And that's what melody is. And really, the truly only way that I personally know, the only way to create a melody, is really just bridge with your non-physical part and allow things to happen in mysterious ways, as the universe always operates. It's something that you cannot learn in school. In school, you certainly can learn a lot of things. You can learn how to play a piano or how to orchestrate a piece. But when it comes to the magic of creating the melody, it's something that it needs to be. It really, truly requires a divine connection, and therefore, it's a mystery. It's totally a mysterious process. It's all about surrendering and allowing the emotion, connecting with your part that is that knows it all, your higher self, and then allow things to happen. And it's a very, very short process. It usually takes just a few seconds, and then the melody is created.
And that was happening for you at 6 years old.
Well, that was happening to me. It always happened to me. It's really the only way I know how to create music. It's what I've been doing. I've been fortunate enough not to have been trained as a musician. Somehow, intuitively, since I was little, I kind of rejected any kind of training because a certain level, maybe subconsciously, I knew that I need to maintain a high level of purity if I want to still keep creating these melodies. And I felt education was kind of polluting in a certain way that purity. And so because that, every time I step into the creative process of making music, it's always a jump in an unknown territory where I really don't know what's going to happen. I just have trust and I have to open my heart and open my soul. And then in that way, somehow through that connection, something happened.
So you have no education on writing music?
No, I don't, and I'm not even aware there is such a thing as being educated in writing music. I mean, I'm sure there are courses on how to write music, but my personal experience is that if you want to compose a melody, you need to just allow things to happen from your true source. It's more about allowing more than collecting data from an educational course.
And how do you do that, though? Like when it comes through you, when a melody comes to you and through you, what if you're driving your car and you're not in front of your piano? How do you hold on to that? And then at some point when you get in front of your piano, you let it out.
Many musicians operate like that. They hear melody in their head. Mine is more really is the instrument, the vibrational field of the instrument, whatever that is, if it's a guitar, if it's my voice, or if it's a piano, that trigger that connection, and then from there the melody comes. So it's not that I'm driving the car and all of a sudden I hear a melody, although it happened to me a few times in my life, but usually I just sit down at the piano and I open myself and I just start to touch, literally touch the piano, and by his listening certain vibration, immediately I connect and I feel a melody coming out.
Mm. And I watched you play piano about a week ago, and I was watching your hands. It was as if you were not even touching the keys.
Well, thank you.
it was like air.
Well, thank you very much. I don't consider myself a skilled piano. For me, the relationship with my piano is just for the creation of melody. But then, but I understand what you're saying. Yes, yeah, of course.
And how do you orchestrate the other band members to tap into what you're feeling?
It's a beautiful process. It's a process that is based on it needs to be established a profound connection between other musicians. My biggest effort when I deal with musicians, and I'm lucky enough to have musicians that are really, really fantastic, is to convey to them the message that they, when they hold the instrument, I invite them to go far beyond the idea of being musicians. I invite them to consider themselves as healers.
Mm-hmm.
Because every musician, when he has his own instrument, is potentially a healer. And so I invite them to basically forget all what they know about music
mm-hmm.
and the music industry, and literally tap into the, again, to the unknown. And so I introduce to them the melodies, and then I want to hear them from their heart and from their soul respond to that melody with their ideas. And so the music and the melodies has had the chance to expand and fulfill its purpose.
Mm-hmm.
It's a synergetic creative work. It begins with me and in a state of solitude, creating the melody, which is the foundation of the song, and then expanding that, connecting in a high vibrational field with the other musicians, and allow things again to happen, and everybody willing to step into the unknown once again. It's all about being in the unknown, and that's what
mm-hmm.
what is the life journey. It's just, you know, stretching, expanding, and jumping into the unknown. We live in a world that is still very much safety oriented, and that's why the world is not as happy as it could be. And the only way to express greatness is really to jump into the unknown.
Amen.
Yeah,
I agree with that. It's
not related just to music. It's related to everything.
Yeah, and it's important to surround yourself with like-minded people so that you have the courage to jump into the unknown.
Yes, and so the healing when it comes to a creative process like the developing of my musical team, the healing starts first with us. We are, as musicians, gathering together around a melody. We start by healing ourselves and becoming better. And then once that took place, then we can convey that new gained, I don't know if you can say, betterness to the
mm-hmm.
masses, you know. And that's the process. And so the circle closes in that way. So you receive and then you give.
Mm-hmm. And so what is your connection between romantic melodies and music to make love? What is your connection between making love and romance and music and the intention of your music?
When you're saying making love, you literally mean making love?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there's a lot of that in your music.
Yes. It's funny that you say that, because a few years ago I created a record that is called Music to Make Love. So for a moment I didn't know if you were referring to the record or just the general idea to making love. But making love is the same thing that making music. It's still the art of surrendering and disappear. In the making love, you disappear with a lover. In music, you disappear with a vibration.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all about letting go of the ego and go back home, basically.
Go back home.
Yes.
Very nice. And you mentioned you have an album called Music to Make Love. Is that specifically to make love, or is it basically to open up to our highest true self?
There is no difference in those two concepts. They are both the same.
Mm-hmm.
We are here to become all lovers. Meaning.
Well, that sounds fun.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun, but it's far beyond fun. It's just it's just connecting with the magnitude, that incredible beauty that is life.
You once quoted, "Music is the door, the bridge between us and our soul. It is like a ray of light which illuminates the darkness of our fears and disintegrates all inhibitions." So I think that sums it up right there, what you were just speaking to. And you also had mentioned that there's a quality in your music that enhances the listener's intellect. So talk about that a little bit.
Well, basically, all music that comes from true source creates a connection, a powerful connection.
Mm-hmm.
So. That's basically what I was trying to say. What was exactly your question?
I was wondering how your the quality of your music how it actually enhances the intellect. Like, is it the power of music that not that makes people smarter, but like I remember years ago when I was in radiology school in my other life, and I was studying physics and all this math, my worst subjects of all, and I studied listening to music, and I know for a fact that helped me internalize and absorb the information easier. So I'm wondering if this is what you're saying about it enhances the listener's intellect.
Yes. Well, what's happening is that since I came into this physical experience, I was longing for that sense of unity, the sense of love, and most of the time I could hear that only when music was playing. So when I say enhance your intellect, basically what I mean, intellect associated with intelligence, universal intelligence. So we go back to the same concept, which is going back to source.
Sure.
You know.
Very good. Well, how about if we listen to another song?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Fun. So this one is, it's called Shine, Let the Clouds and Waves Pass. Stay with us, folks.
Let the clouds and the waves pass.
Thank you.
here today, gone tomorrow. Like a cloud, like a wave. Life lessons just keep on coming. We are the sky, and we are the ocean. So decipher the lessons, and let the clouds and the waves pass. we are the ocean. Let the clouds and the waves
let the clouds and the waves pass. It reminds me of finding a plot of grass somewhere in the city and just lying there and soaking in the sun. Yeah. Beautiful music, Marco.
Thank you. Thank you, John.
You are so welcome. And when we close out the show, folks, we're going to be playing a song called Anna. So when we close out the show, just stay tuned and you can hear that song if you want to call in. We're at 877-876-5227, Canada, U.S., 888-815-9756. So, Marco, we have about 5 minutes left. We'd love to talk a little bit more about your project, the state-of-the-art concert, and how Naked Soul, their mission is to inspire people's dreams and bring joy and living on purpose and living in our greatness. And how you're inspiring people, you know, whether they're record companies or investors, entities, associations, who are sincerely committed and in line with positively making a positive difference on our planet.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really a very exciting time because it's the time where everything is coming together. It's the time where after basically all my life working on those melodies and healing myself through the process, the whole project is really ready to be exposed. And so this time we are really seeking out to team up with people that can be complementary and effective in the Naked Soul success. And so we are right now really ready to connect with people like investors or record companies, people in the business that are looking for this kind of projects that are more organic, are more soulful. And so we are really looking for people that are business but also have a spiritual approach.
Mm-hmm. The business with the spiritual approach, that seems to be, that world seems to be opening up.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I don't think at this point there is any choice, any other choice. I mean, it's the only way to regain balance on the planet.
Mm-hmm. And Naked Soul, a percentage of all the proceeds gained via the ticket sales are offered in support to those associations that will utilize Naked Soul shows for their special events. So you're giving back to the community along the way. I mean, not only are you giving your music, but you're giving back a percentage of the sales. I think that's wonderful.
Absolutely, that's the game of giving and receiving, you know. And so everything is in balance, and everything is love, let's say.
Everything's love. It's all about the love. And what else would you like to share with us in the last couple of minutes about your music or Naked Soul Band? Or I keep imagining you at 6 years old sitting at that upright piano, and your mom, how did she know at 6 years old to buy you an upright piano?
Well, she saw how profound effective what kind of profound effect music had in me. she saw that. She saw that every time I had a chance to be close by an instrument, whether it was a flute or a piano or an organ or guitar, I immediately would drop anything else and would be completely taken by the wonder that that instrument was offering. And so somehow, intuitively, like mothers do, she supported me, and she gave me this piano, which I still have at home, actually.
Mm-hmm. In Rome?
Yes, in Rome, yeah.
I guess it would be pretty tough to ship it out here. It can be done.
Yeah.
It can be done.
There is a lot of beautiful piano here, so I don't need to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yay for Mom. It's a great gift. That's a great gift. So, Marco, it's been a privilege to have this conversation with you, and I know that you will inspire people's greatness every day and with this production of the state-of-the-art concert. Soon we'll be inspiring the greatness of masses. Do you have a city or a country in mind that you would like to perform at first?
Well, I have the feeling that the first concert is going to be here in Los Angeles, and then from there we will probably book the concert everywhere in the planet. So that's the intent. That is the vision that I've been holding since I was little. That's what I am working at right now.
Well, the creation process is about holding the vision and participating fully in front of me. You know, what's going on in front of me, regardless of my judgment about it. So I'm sure you have gone through times of frustration. And I feel inspired that you have held the vision this long, and I am absolutely certain that it will manifest this year. And I feel honored to be a part of it.
Thank you, Janet.
Yeah.
I feel very honored myself, too, to be part of your radio show, and I know that it's making a big difference out there, so thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's it for now, folks. We thank you for listening, and you can find out information about me and Marco on bbsradio.com/sightforsound. That's the name of my show, and there's information on there. You can tap into Marco's music on his MySpace page, and we're closing out here. And we are going to be playing one more song from Marco, so hang in there. And this song is called Anna, or Anna, as Americans say, as Italians say, Anna. Thank you so much, Marco.
Thank you so much to you, too. And all my love to you and all your listeners.
Yeah. Ciao.